If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Congress hung closed signs on a big swath of the government Tuesday and sent home 800,000 workers in what President Barack Obama labeled an ideological crusade by GOP lawmakers determined to gut his health care law. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans answered with a bid to restart a few favored slices of government, including national parks, while still demanding concessions on health care. Parks and monuments were the most visible casualty on the first day of the first partial government shutdown in more than a decade. With the Republican-controlled House and Democratic-controlled Senate at stalemate, it's unclear how long the shutdown will last or whom the public will blame for unanswered phones and locked doors. Obama immediately labeled it a Republican shutdown.
They've shut down the government over an ideological crusade to deny affordable health insurance to millions of Americans.
The president called on lawmakers to pass a budget and end the shutdown, saying we're better than this. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Welcome to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Our call-in number 718-305-7176. I want to hear what you have to say about this government shutdown as we go into our radio show. We got a great lineup tonight. We have Stephen Bennett coming on to talk about the North Carolina Constitution Day Tea Party rally. We have Jan Morgan actually joining us later in the program. But first, you get to start with me. And boy, do I have a whole range of topics I could go on and on about. But I'm going back to one very specific topic that I talked about back before the 2013 elections, 2012 elections in the primaries. And it was something we were pushing about the establishment in Washington, D.C. Now, they tried to tell us, Fox News, Karl Rove laughed about that. There is no establishment in Washington, D.C. Well, guess what, folks? In the past week, we have seen the establishment pushing to the forefront and trying to label Ted Cruz and other conservatives as wacko birds and other things in the media, and I'll go into that a little bit more. The establishment is alive and well, and we the people need to be aware of this, especially for the upcoming elections. In fact, today on the news, Fox News, I am so sick of, you know, yeah, they tell us we listen to Fox News. I am so sick of Fox News pushing their conservatism onto we the people. Remember back in the primaries, before we ever had a vote cast, who they said, Fox News and Karl Rove said, was going to be our candidate, and that was Mitt Romney. And then remember, in all the early states in the voting, that less than 30% or right at 30 to 35% were voting for Romney, and everybody else were voting for others, because we, the conservatives and the Tea Party, are not the fraction of the Republican Party. We are the majority of the party, and we need to make these people listen to what we have to say. And we say what Senator Ted Cruz says. The government spending has got to stop. Obamacare is nothing but a way to give us a government-run health care system, and it is going to do nothing but hurt all Americans, because the quality of our health care is going to suffer. We're going to have less options, and we're going to be dependent on a government that has a $17 trillion debt and wants more money. Now, I can't go to my credit card company and say, can you raise my debt limit again, because I'm outspending myself, my income. Can't do that, and neither should the federal government. This is the Washington establishment at its finest, as we watch Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham stand up and side with the Democrats against Ted Cruz when he wanted cloture so that they could force Senator Reid to talk to them. And what happened? they labeled him, Ted Cruz and his 18. There were only 19 Republicans in the Senate who stood together to for the American people against Obamacare. And guess what happened to my Senator Dan Coats, who said, oh, I've got Democrats willing to cross the aisle to knock out this devised sales tax because it's costing jobs in our states. Well, guess what, Senator Coats? Not one of those Democrats voted with you when you got the bill back, actually taking that tax out. So don't fool yourselves that these Democrats or the rhinos in Washington, the Washington establishment, those who have had their money, hands in the money for far too long, are not out against the American people. And we're going to have a list of some of those people for you later on today. But my top of my list today is Representative Peter King from the great state of New York. And you know why they got him out there? Because they know there's no strong conservative grassroots efforts in New York like there are in Arizona and Carolina, where Lindsey Graham and our great rhino John McCain reside. So they put Pete King out there because his job is safe, to go out there and talk about Ted Cruz like he's some kind of fringe element of this party. And I am sick and tired of them ignoring the conservatives and the Tea Party. I'm leaning more Tea Party, but I am a right-wing conservative, and I am sick and tired of the Republican Party and the Washington establishment, Karl Rove, Fox News, and all the money behind those people shutting us out and shutting out our voice. And with that, I am going to bring on my co-host, Barbara Buffing. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, how is everybody this evening?
Good. Not so good. But, you know, I'm just so frustrated.
Oh, I know you are.
Oh,
you
angry.
We all are. And here I am, you know, prior to the setup of the show, I've been arguing with my cousin and one of my cousin's friends. And, you know, my cousin writes, this law has been up for debate and was successfully passed by both parties.
Yeah. Not.
It was done in the middle of the night, and it's been changed without congressional approval.
Oh, absolutely. Which is not constitutionally legal. The president cannot take his pen and change a law. He can't do that, but he's done it at least two or three times, exempting Hispanics, exempting businesses, but not exempting individuals, exempting the members of Congress, although I think Congress did that. Let me say that the Democrats in Congress did that, because the House Republicans actually sent a bill back to the Senate saying, okay, we'll fund Obamacare, but no exemptions for Congress. And guess what? They wouldn't sign it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So who?
By executive order.
Yeah.
Because
and who
he
is
God?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is.
I'm sick of Karl Rove trying to tell me what I think as a conservative, because I don't think like Karl Rove.
I don't either. And you know.
It's like. Pete King's like, oh, Karl Rove, he's a conservative, and he even says Ted Cruz is wrong. Well, I don't care if Ted Cruz is wrong. It's about time somebody in Washington stood up and said, no, no more of this nonsense, the spending out of control, these plans that are just bankrupting. We're already bankrupt. Sorry, can't say they're bankrupting America. They've already bankrupted us.
Right.
Oh, they just don't get it.
No, they don't. They don't. And, you know, you mentioned Karl Rove there. For our race, getting rid of Kay Hagan, we have a few people that are going to be running in primarying for it. And we want Dr. Brennan because he is so on top of that Constitution. And I'm actually going to try to get him on the show within the next week or two. He rocks. He's awesome. He's a gynecologist.
So Dr. Brennan, okay.
Yes, Greg Brennan. And he's got the team that Ted Cruz had. One of the rhinos here, who's currently holding an office, he's wishy-washy. You know, first it's one thing, then it's another thing, and you know how they get. They'll tell you one thing and do another. So he posted on Facebook and sent an email, you know, Karl Rove and the big money is behind Tom Tillis. So we're going to have to work extra hard on funding and helping Greg Brennan get in there. Because from my understanding, Senator Cruz had something very similar happening to him. So hopefully,
right. We
just got to work our butts off and let everybody know who's who.
Oh, absolutely. And you just need to get the people on the ground. You need the grassroots efforts, because as a collective, the people can do this.
Exactly.
And we saw this in Texas, because our good friend Michael Smith was actually working with Ted Cruz, and that he put in footwork, he put in, you know, groundwork, and they got their message out. And that's what we're going to have to do across all the states, so that we can get some more people in there like Ted Cruz, who realize that the people in government work for we the people. You know, I'm sorry, Harry Reid, but you don't work for the government. You don't work for the president. You work for the people. And I am so tired of this. Well, it's the law. Well, the Republicans. Well, I'm telling you what, read your Constitution.
Oh. And
they're doing what they were hired to do by the people they represent. And I am sick and tired of Obama and his calling them spoiled brats when he's the one that refuses to negotiate. He's the one that has always refused to negotiate. And Harry Reid just stops the bill dead on his desk.
Mm-hmm.
And the one chance we had to stop that bill in the Senate was with cloture. And yet none of the Republicans, the mainstream Republicans, were willing to risk it. Because that's not how things are done. Excuse me. You're losing the game because you're playing with people who are out to destroy this country and to make everybody dependent on the government and line their pockets as they do so.
Yep.
You can't play fair. You can't play nice. You need to get down and you need to get dirty and you need to stand up for principle. And for the people that hired you, every one of us who we vote, you know, we re-elected Dan Coats here in Indiana, and he's a good man. He's a good man. He's a thoughtful man, and I do appreciate him. But he didn't vote for cloture.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, I got Democratic friends that want to help on this device tax because they don't like it either. Well, what happened to those friends when the House bill came back with that as one of the, you know, things to do in order to push the bill forward? They voted with Harry Reid. See,
yeah.
You can't trust them.
You know,
you can't trust
and
them.
Richard Burr did that too. And he put out in a press conference where, oh my God, I wanted to go through the computer and I wanted to strangle the guy. But he put in his press conference that he didn't vote. He voted for cloture and to fund Obamacare because a few of his colleagues, or something about his colleagues, I don't remember off the top of my head. So there was a bunch of us, of course. We were all over the web, called his office, emailed him, and said, how dare you? You work for the people of North Carolina. You don't work for your coworkers.
Oh, absolutely not. This is what they don't get. They
exactly.
don't get it. And the Democrats, whether people want to admit it or not, they are on a mission to turn this nation into a communist, socialistic nation. That's what they're trying to do. They have openly admitted this. In fact, one of the senators even said the goal of this whole Obamacare is to end up with a one-payer system, which is government-run health care, which doesn't work. It doesn't work in the UK. It doesn't work in Canada. Yeah, it works great for some people, but for other people, like the elderly, who aren't going to be able to get care because their lives are going to be deemed not worthy. And if you don't think these people won't deem your life not worthy, look at what they do to the precious, innocent children in the womb. And guess what? Obamacare, against federal law, funds abortion with taxpayer money. That is against federal law.
Yep.
This thing needs to be stopped. This thing needs to be repealed and defunded, and it is a disaster waiting to happen. And wait, with that, we're just going to take a quick break to say conservativenationmedia.com is growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing brings his engineer's insight and love of America to America by Design, Sunday evenings at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael Smith on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week, since we're making some big changes and we're just getting started. America by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 Eastern, 5 Central on conservativenationmedia.com. That's where America always wins.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. We want to hear what you have to say about this government shutdown. 718-305-7176. Isn't it amazing, Barbara? The world didn't end today when we woke up.
You know, it's funny. You know, somebody posted, too, this morning. She said this, almost the same thing she said. I didn't think I was going to have my coffee. I didn't think my lighter was going to work. And it's amazing. It all happened. I had my coffee and my lighter worked. I had my cigarette. It was hysterical.
Oh, I know. And what they don't tell you is this has happened like 17 times in the past and like 12 times under Tip O'Neill, who is a Democrat, by the way. Most every time it seems the Democrats want to shut the government down. And just like this time, the Democrats shut the government down because Harry Reid would not vote on a House bill that would either delay Obamacare or make Congress follow the law that they passed for citizens, which is what the Constitution says. They shall make no law that they're not subject to and unexempt themselves from the program, which they wouldn't do. Now, that tells you how bad it is when they won't exempt themselves. So this is a Democratic shutdown, once again, of the government. Now, here's my question. Just imagine if we were all dependent on government for everything in our everyday lives, what would have happened today? That's the question you need to ask yourself. And that's the question every American should ask themselves. Do we really want to be dependent on the government for our everyday living and everything in our lives?
Yes, I know. Now I'm being told, all right, I got to unfollow this post because I'm being told I have to check my credibility sources because this person is a professor.
Oh.
And she knows better. She knows better than me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
Isn't Karen?
I watch everybody on the floor, and I have to check my credibility.
Yeah. We watch the debates themselves, and we have to check our credibility. Yeah, because we're stupid. We're the informed people who actually sit and watch the boring debates that go on C-SPAN.
I know, right?
Because that's what you've got to do to know what's going on. Because otherwise they lie to you. You know? They lie to you. Oh, it's just so frustrating. But it's really, really sad when you have the Telegraph from UK talking about the U.S. government shutdown and Barack Obama is presiding over the end of America's superpower status because of his weakness and his dealings with Syria. We are no longer a superpower. Thank you, Mr. President. And that all lies on Mr. President. And, you know, and we have another one from the UK. Don't blame the Republicans. Blame whoever spent all the money, which that blame goes to both sides of the party. Both parties over the years have been overspending. You know, no balanced budget. No, you know, they need to balance the budget. And the other great thing, Barbara, I know I'm on a roll tonight. You're not going to get a word in edgewise until maybe our guests come in. Which we do have two great guests tonight. We have Stephen Bennett, who organized a Tea Party rally on North Carolina's Constitution Day. And we have Jan Morgan joining us later in the program. So you want to be sure and stay tuned. But if you've got thoughts, we want to hear them. 718-305-7176. And I forgot my train of thought because I did that little blurb. But, it's like crazy. We got to blame the spending. That is the problem, a $17 trillion deficit. That is a problem. And that lies in both parties, you know, Democrat and Republican. You know, a lot of times maybe I didn't pay this close attention to politics. Here's my question. 800,000 non-essential employees were not to report to work today. Why are we, the American taxpayers, paying for 800,000 non-essential employees?
Think about that.
And yet, Nancy Pelosi, we can't cut anymore. We have people pushing elevator buttons for the senators on Capitol Hill, paid for by taxpayer dollars. But we can't make any cuts.
Oh, I already I tweeted her and told her. I told her, cut her pay.
Oh, for sure.
They make $175,000 a year. Every effing congressperson.
And we pay 75% of their health care.
Yes.
And they get, you know, payment after they leave office.
if they serve long enough. This is crazy. This is nonsense. This is not what the Constitution was set up for. This is not what our founding fathers had in mind when they set this government up. And it is so far out of control that we, the people, have to make a stand. And Ted Cruz is making that stand. He's put his reputation and he's put himself out there to be the whack-a-mole for, you know, the media and for the establishment Republicans and for the Democrats. And we, the people, need to stand strong with him, and we need to make sure that we're making those calls to our senators and our representatives, and we need to make sure we're out there screening our candidates and we're holding them accountable for how they vote and what they do in Washington. And as an alternative media source, Barbara, you and I sometimes may be the only information some people are getting other than what the mainstream media is supplying them, which mostly is a false narrative.
Right. And you know, as I was telling you earlier, somebody at work today, you know, they were kidding around about us being open when the government shut down. So, we laughed a little bit. But you know, the guy was very sincere. He really did not understand what was going on. He didn't have, and I could see if you're not on top of the game that you wouldn't understand it. But I explained it to him to the best of my ability, and you know, we talked a little bit. I said to them to read up on Agenda 21. Because somebody else mentioned Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, well, the customer, you know, he was saying, I mentioned the Constitution. Imagine that, me. So anyway, he's like, oh, my wife is, she's studying the Constitution because she's trying to become legal. I said, well, good for her. And, of course, I have my pocket constitutions with me. I said, you know, people think I'm really strange, but I don't care. Here you go. And I gave him a constitution.
Well, and that's the sad part in America, is that they think we're strange because we're so involved in politics. And, you know, and even some of my friends and family, you know, they don't understand why I'm doing this. But we have to do this. At some point, you have to stand up and say no more. And if you know, if not you, then who's it going to be?
Right.
You know, this, our founding fathers did this all over a 2% tax.
Yeah.
And look at what we're, you know, that's what, you know, they were revolting against. No representation. Taxation without representation. And that's what we got going on in Washington right now. And this is why the Democrats, the media, and Obama tried to label us as terrorists and extremists and anarchists. I love that word. Thank you, Harry Reid. Anarchists. Because that we know that they are wrong. And what they're doing is unconstitutional. When the Constitution, for many, if you don't understand it, it's the law of this land. And then they try to, you know, and they try to say, well, the Supreme Court said that Obamacare was the law of the land. No, it didn't. The Supreme Court said, well, the only way this can be law is if the individual mandate is a tax. So therefore, since it's a tax, it's legal.
Yeah.
So they legislated from the bench, which is also unconstitutional. Now, remember, the Constitution is the law of the land. So not only did the Supreme Court overstep its bounds in its constitutionality, the president has also overstepped his bounds in its constitutionality. And now here's the next question I want you to ask yourself before we go to break. And we have some really good guests coming on, so we want you to all stay tuned. But I want you to ask yourself this question. And I go to break and I forget what question I was going to ask. why do they want to do this now? Why is it so important that Obamacare be passed and funded now? Think about that. You got an answer for me? I want you to call me after the break because we're going to talk a little more about this. The number to call is 718-305-7176. You are listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.com.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft, or Obamacare. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. But don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance technique and outstanding member service 24/7, 365. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. The network may not cover all transactions. The scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left. You are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past the first three lights,
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
drive five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see you
I heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org or conservativenationmedia.com. And we are going to have some very special guests joining us. Stephen Bennett should be joining us soon, and Jan Morgan after that. So you want to be stay tuned for that. And if not, just listen to us because we're great to listen to. And with
well,
that, Barbara?
I got to tell you, I had the greatest Saturday because it was in North Carolina. It was North Carolina Constitution Day Tea Party Rally 2013. And this is the third annual Tea Party Rally. And it was from 10:30 until 5. There were some excellent speakers. We had the greatest time. I met Wild Bill. I met Stephen Bennett. I met a lot of...
I am so jealous.
I met lot of people from Facebook, and I did. I met Jan Morgan.
Did you meet her? It's like, no!
And I wanted to get a chance to talk to her beforehand because I knew afterwards she would have, like, this big, huge crowd.
Uh-huh.
She's just awesome. She's got bodyguards.
Oh, yeah?
Because there's threats on her life all the time.
Oh, you can believe that.
She speaks out about Islam. And
yes. And Second Amendment rights and, you know, a lot of the government spending, too. So we can just imagine the hatred we see pour out of not only the left's voices, but from the president himself. He's so divisive. But
yes. So anyway, she's got these guards with her, and she was up on the stage. She was right outside the door of the stage, and there were steps there. And I saw the bodyguards, and I was like, I look up at her. I said, well, can I come up and give you a hug? She's like, of course you can. So she starts coming down the steps. So I went up the steps, and I introduced myself. You know, I said that I was Barbara from Women Patriots, and she gave me this big, huge hug. It was awesome.
That's just too cool.
She is so sweet. She's been on our show before, and she's just so sweet on the phone, you know. And her articles are excellent because she has worked for the media. So she knows what it's like working for the media.
And she also told us, Barbara, before that she always verifies her facts before she publishes anything on her site.
Right.
So you know you're getting the truth.
Right.
Go on, sorry.
That's okay.
We'll throw that in there.
And she came out and she spoke for 20 minutes. And she said so much in that time. And I learned a lot, too. There was so much information. And I actually, if anybody didn't see it yet, I posted my debut because I spoke. I thought it was 3 minutes. It was 2 minutes because I gave one of my minutes to somebody else. It was very, you know, they did a great job of, each person had a certain amount of time. There was one guy who went over, but we wanted him to go over because he rocked the house. I think he was like 83 years old, and he's still out there fighting for us. And we have a caller from 704, and I do believe that's Stephen. Stephen, is that you?
Yes, I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay. Welcome to Women Patriots. We were just talking about you.
Oh, well,
absolutely. Welcome,
my ears
Stephen.
Were burning, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You
it's
know,
all
I was,
good.
I was just saying how wonderfully put the Constitution rally was. It really was, you know, and how you had speakers. Tommy Harrington, I was just saying how he went over, but he was really good.
Well, he was kind of one of the big hits of the day. We had a lot of great speakers, Tommy's still, you know, Tommy knows what's been going on. He's of the age where he's pretty much seen it all from many, many years ago through the current state of affairs. So he's able to put his words to work.
Yeah. And it was all, you could tell that too, because when he was speaking, it was all from the heart. He was angry.
He got a standing ovation, I know that.
Oh, yeah. I was one of them that stood. And then I emailed him. Yeah, I emailed him today because he doesn't have a Facebook page. So I emailed him and thanked him so much for his message. But
well, that's
it was
a good thing to do.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. How'd you get it to go off so darn good? I know you had other people helping you as well.
We had a good team. We had a lot of people, you know, that really stood up. You're right. There were a lot of speakers, a lot of coordination, a lot of timing involved to get everyone on stage. And to get the music in between the intervals, the recording of the speeches, and to coordinate the vendors at the top of the hill there, I think it pretty much went off almost like a TV show.
Yeah.
So, Stephen, have you been like in charge of like the tea party there in North Carolina, or tell us how this event all came about and how you kind of go about to organize, in case somebody out there wants to organize an event in their city or town? How does that happen?
Well, as far as a tea party, I head up a group called Stand Up North Carolina, which is in Iredell County. But I'm good friends with, you know, folks and tea party groups throughout the state. The event itself started about 3 years ago with a much smaller version at a community college. And then last year we decided to move it outdoors to a real scenic area, the Joe Miocchi Park and Campground. We formed a relationship with the landowners there. They've been real supportive of our annual event. And I don't think you can find a more glorious setting for it than at the base of Pilot Mountain, with a large amphitheater and stage and a large assembly area that gradually slopes up to a flat hilltop that you can hold or accommodate a lot of people for an event such as this.
And as far as, like, the speakers, how far in advance do you have to go out to, like, get somebody like a Jan Morgan or these different individuals that actually were there?
Well, you got to almost start planning about a year in advance. We're going to start planning next year within the next few weeks. We'll probably meet, oh, I'd say in 2 to 3 weeks to go over the event that we just held, and then start planning who we're going to target for speaking. I can almost guarantee you, pretty close to 100%, that we'll have Jan back. She's been a mainstay. We brought
she
her in
North
last
Carolina.
Year. What?
She loves North Carolina.
She does. She has a great time here. She really enjoys her visit. She enjoys the people, you know, in the Tea Party movement here. And she's very strong on the Constitution, with particular emphasis on the Second Amendment, mm-hmm. which is under fire constantly. She's got a lot of her NRA certifications for instructor. She's an award-winning journalist. She has her own media site. And some of the speakers that were there are part of her media site, such as William Finley from Florida, who's Wild Bill for America, and Gaddy Alderman, who is an expert on Islam, terrorism, and that state of affairs.
Cool. Now, so this event is more like, is this for to try to get people informed, to get people energized, all of the above? You know, what exactly goes on at your events?
Pretty much all of that, though. We do some informational things, current state of affairs, things that have happened over the last year. We also want to provide a framework for people that don't see each other that often. You might have some people from the western, you know, North Carolina is a huge state, and some people out west don't often see some people out east. So if they come to this event, they're going to be able to meet up and, you know, see each other, whereas they might not have seen each other in the last year, although they've talked on Facebook or websites and things, or even on the phone. Here here they actually get together. So it's kind of a gathering of people that, have not seen each other, want to meet new people in the movement, and also get informed and hear some great speakers and music, and you know, have a little good food at the same time, and just have a real great day.
Yeah, we got really lucky too. It was an absolutely beautiful day.
The weather was outstanding.
It really was, and it was so well put together. It didn't seem like we were there for as long as we were there.
The time did go fast. I was, doing a lot of stuff, and when you're doing a lot of stuff, when you stop and catch your breath, you figure out, wow, most of the day's gone.
And even as somebody, you know, I spoke, but I had, you know, sitting watching the other speakers, it went really fast that way, too. So you didn't have to just be running around doing anything, but just You know, the whole thing that I'm trying to say, Stephen, is it was so well put together that it just kept going. It was awesome.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you could get your your folding chair out and sit there and just listen and watch the unfolding list of speakers that came on the stage. And then you could also wander up the hill a bit and visit with the vendors. And, you know, when I say vendors, it was, you know, a lot. I mean, we had some of our primary sponsors of the event were the big ones, Faith and Freedom Coalition, Freedom Works, Americans for Prosperity. We had some area small businesses, some of the Tea Party groups set up tables and passed out information on them and issues. We had some gun and ammo shops that donated things to the raffle that had tables and were able to promote their small business. So we had it all.
Wow, sounds like a really, really good event.
One of those businesses just recently came to North Carolina, right?
Ruger. Yeah, Ruger was there. Yeah, you're right. They opened up a facility in Rockingham County just recently.
Okay, is this the one that left Colorado?
I'm not sure where they had come from before. And I know it's a new facility that's going to provide a number of jobs. You know, I don't want to say 300. It might not be that many, but, you know, it could be 100 or so jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Lady Michelle says she thought they left New Hampshire. So, yeah.
We'll
take their jobs. I'm from Indiana myself, so, you know.
People move with their feet.
Well, if you're a business-friendly environment, businesses want to go where they're appreciated. So,
right.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, look at Colorado. They evidently don't want any gun manufacturers or any
right.
gun shops there with the way they're going. So, a number of the ones that are able to are leaving, going to Texas and other areas.
Right. Right, and then this is something that people, it's a basic concept. They're going to go where they're wanted and where they can do the business that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we have states standing strong like North Carolina and Indiana and many others that are pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, they're going to have places to go. So,
but it's not without a fight, though, Brenda, because, you know, we have this past year we turned red, which I'm thrilled about, as many other North Carolinians are, and we have to keep it that way. But, you know, they have the handful that that fight every single thing that our governor does. Everything.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're not taking money from the federal government anymore for unemployment because it's just enough. You've got to curb it somewhere. So, of course, the Republicans are bad because people have to get off their butts and do something. And
well, much like the fight we see going on. It's a constant struggle, and we're late to the fight. We're late to the fight, and that's all there is to it. And so these events like Stephen put on there in North Carolina and has been for the last 3 years, we need to see more of these kind of popping up across the country and getting the people out and getting them informed. Because as Rick Santorum, when he was speaking to CPAC, you know, we left the cultural – we have to get into the pop culture because we left that. We just stopped watching it because it wasn't what we believed in, and we have allowed them to infiltrate into all areas of our lives and to gain the control of the minds of a lot of individuals because we didn't engage. We didn't engage. And so we need to do that. And, Stephen, this is great. This is a great event and a great idea to get people engaged and keep them engaged.
Well, I'd like to emphasize, too, that it's becoming a regional event. Some of our speakers and attendees were from Georgia, Florida, Virginia, South Carolina. So,
awesome.
You know, it's becoming a real regional gathering, which is good as well. We had some of the bikers from the 2 million bikers to D.C. ride come as well. Belinda B., who organized that, was there. She's from the General Charlotte area. So it's a real gathering of people that are people that have been paying attention for a long period of time, people that are now paying attention, and people that heard that it was going on and wonder what it was all about. And I don't think anyone left there with a negative impression at all.
Awesome. Just awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and there were Patriot Guard riders, too, that were there, but I think they were all part of the 2 million bikers to Washington.
And so, as far as our security for the event, we had a sanctioned, legal, legitimized, sheriff-supported citizens militia for security. Our security was not, you know, the typical security you see, such as, you know, off-duty policemen or that sort of thing. Actual citizens organized militia provided the security. So it's really a grassroots, you know, citizens affair.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's exactly, yeah. That's what made it so good. You know, everybody was there. Everybody was friendly. And one of the things that I said to my friend Roseanne, that was what, that she actually drove me. She was my support. But she, you know, she was just mingling around. We loved George. George Washington was the best. He was so cool. People dressed up.
He was fantastic. We're definitely going to have him back next year. One person that was not able to make it this year, who was there last year, is of that same sort of stature in the reenactor arena, and that's William Temple from Georgia. He is also a pastor, and he is he dresses as a period. I mean, his dress is very authentic, just like George Washington, who is James Manship out of Virginia. But William Temple portrays Button Gwinnett, who was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. And he hails from Georgia historically, and William is from Georgia, so that's his persona. And we'll likely have George Washington, Button Gwinnett, a local reenactor, Kershaw Getty, who portrays Ben Franklin very well, was not able to be there this year. So we're going to try to round up all three of those fellas for next year.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Now, does this take place at the same time every year? Is it like the same weekend? Is it an event that's, or is it going to be a different date, or do you know that at this point?
Normally, it's the third Saturday in September. We had it the fourth Saturday of September for some logistical reasons this year, which actually turned out good because the third Saturday of September was bad weather. So I'm glad we, you know, had somehow came up with the succeeding weekend this year. Otherwise, I don't think the turnout would have been as good or as comfortable.
God,
but normally the third, third Saturday of September. Generally, the Saturday, there are some local tea parties in that, and some areas that do gatherings kind of close to the actual signing date of the Constitution, and we try to hold ours a week later so we don't disrupt those gatherings. But the one at Joe Miocchi is the big one.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a beautiful park. And even driving up there, just the scenery was beautiful. It was about an a two-hour ride for me, which isn't all that bad. But it was great, though. It was great.
I think the one that came the furthest was Wild Bill for America, who came out of Florida, and he came from Daytona Beach. So I think his drive, I think he told me it was like, 14 hours maybe, something like that, maybe even more. And he broke it into two days. And I said, wow, Bill, I said, you must like the drive. He goes, love it, love it. He goes, especially coming to things like this. And Wild Bill for America, his name is William Finley. And if your listeners aren't familiar with him, just go onto YouTube and search out his videos. He does video segments roughly 3 minutes at a clip. He's done dozens and dozens of them on current state of affairs and issues and such. And he's very good. And he said that this was the best gathering, the best festival, the best rally he has ever been to.
Yep.
Wow. That was quite a compliment.
Yeah. That's great. Yep. That's great.
And he brought his sister, too, and his sister has never been to a Tea Party function. So that was
well,
really cool.
He did mention, and I did meet his sister. She, I know, enjoyed herself, and she was very pleased with what she saw and the events as they unfolded. And, of course, I guess she was able to watch her brother on stage, so that's always nice.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen, we want to thank you for not only your work that you do on behalf of, this event, but also for calling in tonight and sharing with our listeners. And we need everybody to kind of mark that down for next year, third weekend in September, and be on the lookout for this, because it sounds like something it might be worth traveling to see. So,
Brenda, before we cut Stephen off, I wanted to mention one quick other thing.
It's
my understanding that the park donated the park to us, correct?
Yeah, they do. They allow us to use the grounds at no charge. And what we do is we just take up a pass the hat offering at some point later in the rally. For donations and turn that over to them as appreciation. But you're right, they give us the grounds for no upfront charge, which is good, because most of our money from our raffles and such come during or at the event. So I don't know. It would be a lot harder if they had the upfront charge to begin with, so they're very, very generous.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool, too.
Yeah, which is really great. Stephen, we actually have Jan Morgan joining us here at the top of the hour, so I just need to take a quick break. You can hang with us if you'd like. We can keep you on the line so you can listen in, or not. It's up to you, but we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we're going to be coming back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. 718-305-7176.
Thanks, Stephen.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey, the dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And you're back listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. We had a great guest with Stephen Bennett, who organized the North Carolina Constitution Day Tea Party rally, which sounds like they had some great guests there. And soon, joining us soon, is going to be Jan Morgan. But if you remember before we went to the 30-minute break, I asked a question of why do you think they're pushing so hard to get this on Obamacare implemented now? And Barbara, do you have an idea?
Well,
no.
I have a lot of ideas, but, you know, part of it, and maybe this is just wishful thinking, but I think the rug is starting to be pulled out from under him, and that's why he is being the way he's being, so arrogant. He's wanting this, because I think his number's coming up real soon. And I didn't get to hear the whole video, but Louis Gohmert from Texas, he is investigating a lot of the Muslim Brotherhood and money laundering,
and their connections with the White House.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because,
you know, the Muslim Brotherhood, who Egypt has outlawed, okay, an Arab country. All right, sorry, go ahead, Barbara.
Yeah, exactly. I only got to listen to about 15 minutes of it, and that was earlier before I started getting distracted. But, they've got their tax deductions, and they were being sued, or they were getting their number taken away, or their tax. They were getting their tax exempt status taken off, and they went to the White House, and they got their tax exempt number back. So I'm going to really keep an ear to the ground on that one. But mm-hmm. I really think, yes, I love Louis too, Michelle. I really think that it's coming to a head for him, and that's why he's being so arrogant about what's going on. Because last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago, somebody was saying he is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, we speculate, we didn't know, you know, we know where he was born in Kenya, we know who his, who he followed for his life, we know his beliefs are not Christian, we know he's just a dictator, and that's what he's doing, because that's what I'm hoping anyway. I mean, I'm hoping
okay.
he's not going to stop.
Well, I have a bigger theory. And at this point, I'm going to play one of my favorite clips, and this might give you an idea of where I'm going with this answer. If you have an answer, give us a call, 718-305-7176.
Back in 1927, an American socialist, Norman Thomas, 6 times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the
precincts of private citizens, the method of earning a living. Our government is in business to the extent of owning more than 19,000 businesses covering 47 different lines of activity. This amounts to a fifth of the total industrial capacity of the United States. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is with us and at the moment is more imminent. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it. We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States, and of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this. So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine, Congressman Farrand introduced the Farrand Bill. This was the idea that all people of Social Security age should be brought under a program of compulsory health insurance. Now, this would not only be our senior citizens, this would be the dependents and those who are disabled. This would be young people if they are dependents of someone eligible for Social Security. Now, Congressman Farrand brought the program out on that idea of just for that particular group of people. But Congressman Farrand was subscribing to this foot-in-the-door philosophy because he said, if we can only break through and get our foot inside the door, then we can expand the program after that.
And in that clip, ladies and gentlemen, you will find the answer to the question that I have proposed before you today. Because once it's implemented, we're not going to be able to take it back. Once you have destroyed the system of the free market enterprise for insurance, we're not going to be able to get it back. And that is why Obama and Harry Reid are fighting so hard to get this train wreck, as Harry Reid described it, or as the union leaders described it, Hoffa, stopped or implemented now. Because in the 2000s, they may not get another chance, Barbara, and I hope you're right with that. When we go to the boxes here in 2014, I hope very well that the American people will wake up. But it may be too late, because if they implement this gross overreaching program of government, we're already seeing Blue Cross, Blue Shield pull out of certain states, and they're not in the exchanges. We're going to see the shutdown of some of these companies, and we're all going to be pushed into a single-payer system, and Ronald Reagan had it right. It's the foot-in-the-door philosophy, and we need to stop it, and we need to stand up, and we need to speak out now.
Yes,
back
we
to
do.
You.
Yeah, we really do. Socialized medicine is what they're looking for. They want Obamacare to fail, and in the meantime, they're blaming Republicans because of it, and the small insurance companies are going to be going out of business because Blue Cross and Blue Shield, they're going to have the monopoly on it. So I was listening to Sean Hannity on the way home, and he had two doctors on, and they have a new concierge doctors where you pay like $30, $35 a month, and basically the doctor, you go to the doctor, you pay nothing. It's kind of like your own insurance policy with that doctor. And then if something happens where you have to go to the hospital, they strongly suggest that you get a different plan to cover the hospitalization, the catastrophic stuff, God forbid you get cancer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very interested in it, and I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more.
But yeah, well, once they implement this bill, see, they're going to force people. First of all, they're forcing people to buy insurance. For all of you who think it's an Affordable Care Act, just for those who don't have insurance, no, it's a mandatory insurance program where even if you didn't want insurance, which here's the numbers, 85% of American people were happy with their insurance programs, and we were absolutely told that we could all keep our insurance plans if we were happy with them. We were reassured time and again that this was the case, 85% of the American people. Okay? Then there's the 15% of the people that aren't happy or were uninsured. Of that 15%, 50% didn't want to be insured. So we're talking about 7.5% of the people that they had to implement a program to insure, and they've done it with this massive overreach called the Affordable Care Act, which is not free, which the lowest plan in many cases may cost you as much as $300 a month, and you have very high deductibles that you have to pay first. But it's not a choice of whether you get to enroll or not. If you do not enroll in the health care plan and you do not have insurance, then at the end of the year, you will pay the federal government a tax because you chose not to carry insurance. That is the bones of the plan. But this plan also has panels who get to decide for the Medicare recipients who gets care and who doesn't. And with this, the government is trying to redefine the definition of certain cancers so that certain cancers won't be classified as cancer. And yes, there are some cases where it's called ductal carcinoma in situ. It is a breast cancer. Well, we've considered it, we've treated it like a breast cancer because sometimes it can morph into an invasive cancer. And so all women, perhaps some being overtreated to prevent this cancer from spreading. Okay, that's one of the things, one of the ones they want to redefine. They also want to do away with screening mammograms for women from the age of 40 to 49. Yes, this is the party of the pro-women, but they want to do away with life-saving mammograms for some reason, and they want to declassify what has currently been classified as a cancer to be a non-cancer. So they can decide, this panel can then decide whether you're worthy to get treatment or not. And I can guarantee you 100% that if they declassify DCIS as a cancer, then you will not be, the government will not pay for radiation treatments for a woman who is diagnosed with this condition. So wake up, people, and see what is before your very eyes and understand that we have to stand firm. We have to get behind Boehner. We have to get behind Ted Cruz. And we have to continue this fight to defund this atrocity before it is implemented. And with that, I'm going to give you the names of the Republicans in the House who are willing to give on this Obamacare. That would be Representative Pat Meehan from Pennsylvania. That would be Scott Rigel from Virginia. That would be John Runyon from New Jersey. That would be Mike Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania. That would be Peter King, who we all know because he's been all over the news as the spokesman for McCain and Lindsey Graham, because they can't speak out because they will be defeated in the next time they come up for election. But Peter King, who has been calling Ted Cruz all kinds of names. Devin Nunes, Republican, California. Charlie Dent, Republican, Pennsylvania. Frank Wolf, Republican, Virginia. Michael Graham, Republican, New York. Eric Paulson, Republican, Minnesota. And Rob Whitman, Republican, Virginia. These are people that don't belong in our party because they have no understanding and no clue of what it means to be a true American patriot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's even Republicans on the Senate side, like our Senator Richard Burr, who fought that was his thing, you know, he was going to fight Obamacare for us in every way he can, you know, and here's the way to do it, and he won't do it. And I'm surprised that Bonehead didn't back down yet. But
now he's standing strong, and I am very, very pleased even today.
Yes. Yep.
So.
It was yesterday. He was on camera. I guess that all the press was around them and everything when they sent their bill over to the Senate. And somebody said, it's going to fail. And he was pissed. He had that look on his face. He's like, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you assume? Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, he was like, how dare you say that it's going to fail before it even gets there?
Well, it already failed. They knew it wasn't ready. They knew they weren't ready. In fact, they loosened their regulations for hiring people to implement, you know, and work on our health care because they need all these thousands of people to track your data, which includes your IRS tax forms. Yeah, they're going to let all these people who haven't been properly screened have access to tax records and health records, which are supposed to be private, but the federal government's going to have them and get to use them in any way they want to. And as we saw today, it wasn't ready to go live. They knew it wasn't ready to go live, but they still had to push it because without the individual mandate, this thing falls apart. And as we are seeing, more and more people are getting the notices in the mail that they're no longer covered under their insurance plan, and they have to go into exchange. And more people losing their hours because, you know, the businesses are cutting to 30 hours. So we got more and more people who are starting to realize the effect of this bill is horrible. Not to mention they have in there that if you're receiving, you're on one of these exchanges and Anyway, they're going to be able to come in your home and assess your home situation. This is government intrusion at its best. This is communism. This is socialism. This is a very bad bill for America. And to those who are defending it, the Americans that are defending it, they have no clue what they're talking about. In fact, there's a person running, I believe, Kansas maybe, or Nebraska. He's running in Nebraska, and he's running against Obamacare. He's actually read the bill. Okay, he's actually, unlike Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues, he actually read the bill. He knows what's in it, and he is running against it. He's a doctor running against it, and his donations have gone up dramatically since he's come out against Obamacare. So these people in Washington, when Harry Reid stands up and says, well, the people voted on that in the elections. No, they didn't. You know why we didn't? Because Mitt Romney had Mitt Romney care in New Hampshire. And this is one of the reasons the people, didn't want him as a candidate, because he could not fight Obamacare because the media would throw it back in his face. Well, you have Romney care. Okay, this is one of the reasons we fought so hard in the primaries to get us a true candidate who could throw Obamacare as the main distraction, and we would have won that election. But because of the party establishment and the Washington establishment, yes, there is an establishment, and Karl Rove, we got Mitt Romney, and we couldn't make the case. So no, Mr. Harry Reid, and no, Mr. President, you didn't win because of Obamacare. I'm sick to death of them trying to push that narrative on us when we know, in fact, it's not true. Just sickening to listen to these people in all their puffed-up, mighty wisdom. try to say, oh, well, he won the election. And John McCain, oh, he won the election, so we have to go along with him. John McCain, who elected you and what party was it?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He's just useless.
He better be done. Arizona better wake up and realize what a traitor this man is to the American people.
I think they have.
Well, he says he may not run again, and the reason he won't run again is he won't get elected. And I hope to death that the people with Lindsey Graham, where's Lindsey Graham at?
South Carolina.
In South Carolina, get rid of that career politician like we did with Richard Lugar. And yes, we may got a Democrat in his place because the media went after our Tea Party favorite here, and the Democratic Party and the IRS, the IRS put money into the race against our Tea Party candidate here in Indiana. And yes, we may have lost that race, but we got rid of one of those career lying politicians that all they care about is themselves and not the people they represent.
But you're right, too. The other thing is that the IRS, they ended up, you know, stopping people by not giving them what they needed. So we could have won a lot more.
Oh, yeah. It's outright fraud. It's outright election fraud because they specifically targeted the conservative groups and the Tea Party groups so that we couldn't get out the vote. Okay, that is fraud. That is election fraud. And we know very well it went higher than Lois Lerner, who is now trying to broker an immunity deal so she can testify. I'm sorry. You have to testify. And we are going to pay her pension for life because she's going to retire. No, she needs to go to jail. It's time that we start making these people pay. There are consequences for your action. And when we start making these people pay, we will see changes in Washington. And until then, we won't see them. And always, never forget Benghazi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never forget Benghazi.
I got a really cool bumper sticker that says, "Remember Benghazi, vote." And it's a really, really beautiful one. I got it from former Navy SEAL Ben Smith, his mom.
Oh, cool.
The one that the Democrats walked out on?
Yes.
While she was speaking before the committee? Yeah, they walked out. For all you people that didn't hear this, the Democrats walked out on the parents of the Benghazi victims. How sad is that? Well, the left can't stand the Second Amendment, Americans' right to keep and bear arms. And now there's something else they're sure to hate. It's the Second Amendment Forum on conservativenationmedia.com with Maxwell Rinchester Roberts. We welcome Max and his decades of firearms and Second Amendment rights experience to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. The leftist administration in D.C. wants to disarm the American people, and Max just won't let that happen. The Second Amendment Forum, Thursdays at 8, Eastern, 7, Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And Barbara, have you heard from Jan? Because we were expecting her.
No, I have not. And I paged her on Facebook, and I sent her a message. I used to have her phone number, but that email account has closed, so I don't have it anymore. And I can only wait.
Okay. And it may be a time thing, or she may have got held up somewhere else, because I know she's very busy women out there
and she just got
supporting
home
our Second Amendment. Huh?
She just got home, too.
Okay. Yeah, true. From Carolina.
Actually, I was looking at Facebook here, and one of the representatives, Virginia Fox here in North Carolina, she's been standing tall, and she posted a picture of the House Republicans tried to meet with the Senate today to build a bipartisan solution to reopen government and ensure the American people receive fair treatment under Obamacare. The Senate did not show up. It's hard to compromise alone.
I know, and there's actually a picture. If you go to, it's actually at ABC's News on the net. There's a picture of the eight Democrats sitting at a table with empty chairs. Remember the empty chair people across from them, because the Senate which is controlled by the Democrats, are the ones who are refusing to talk or work out negotiations. It's their way or the highway. Therefore, this is Harry Reid's shutdown and President Obama's shutdown. See, what Harry Reid is trying to... Well, actually, there was a thing that said, told Harry Reid that Obama shouldn't compromise, because Harry Reid's banking on people, on the media, actually, their misinformation campaign on villainizing the Democrat or the Republicans. So it's all political for Harry Reid, all political for him. For Obama, it's about the socialist agenda, his fundamentally changing America. And who knows? Well, that and fundamentally changing America. That's what he ran on. That's what he promised. Redistribution of wealth. Redistribution of health care. He's going to actually ruin the health care that we have. We have quality health care here in America. A lot of people come here to get things done. It's not going to be that way if this plan goes into effect. Many doctors already quitting. Many doctors retiring. Many doctors going into hospital groups because they can no longer afford to function by themselves as an independent practice. Already penalties on hospitals for readmissions of patients from Medicare. These are things that are happening. It's happening nationwide, and it's happening as a direct result of the Affordable Care Act. And it is frightening, my friends. Very, very frightening.
Yeah.
And yet, eight Republicans sat at a table by themselves waiting on some Democrats to come from the Senate. Yet it's the GOP's fault. No, don't, not buying. And then it's amazing, Barbara, they nitpick their polls. They'll pick one poll that shows that they're winning the argument, when in reality, they're not going to win this argument.
They're afraid. They're afraid of the Tea Party. That's why.
Absolutely. Why do you think they targeted us? Why do you think they're going after Ted Cruz? Why do you think they go after people like vicious dogs? It's because they know that these people, we know what we're doing, and we're going to break up their big boy club that they got going on. And their, House leader or minority leader, Pelosi's husband got the deal for something.
Going
to make millions. Insider trading. We want to break that up. We want a government that functions as the government should, and get it out of our lives. We need to get rid of the Department of Education. We need to send education back to the local level. We need to get rid of the EPA, which is currently shutting down coal plants nationwide. So what's that going to do for you, the average American? It's going to skyrocket your electric bill. Okay. There are just so many places to cut. Except for Nancy Pelosi can't cut the salary for the man who pushes the elevator button in the Senate building. Give me a break. Taxpayers should not be paying for a man to push buttons in an elevator.
And, you know, they make more than I do.
Crazy. Insane. Out of control. Out of touch with reality. Washington, D.C. establishment. The people, the senators and the representatives and the president are not above the American people. They work for us, the American people, and they have forgotten that they work for us. And I'm sorry, but half the country, over half the country, doesn't want this Obamacare. And as they start, this is so funny, oh my gosh, I saw this one article where they went up to this man in New Hampshire to tell him he had to sign up for this Affordable Care Act, and he says who? Apparently he slept through not only 2009, but 2012 and 2013. He says, they can't do that.
Yeah.
OMG. This is what we're dealing with. There are so many people that aren't informed out there. And this is another reason they're scared, because as people get informed, they realize that the Affordable Care Act is not affordable at all. And it's going to cost a lot of Americans the good insurance and the good doctors that they have. One woman who has a disabled child, her doctors can no longer see the child because they've retired, and she can't get anybody to care for her child. Thank you, Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable at all. Anyhow, if you got a question or you want to talk to us, just give us a call, 718-305-7176. We're going to take a quick break. Barbara, we'll be right back.
Okay.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
Oh,
I
want to
be...
I want to be...
I want to be...
I want to be...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. Number to call, 718-305-716. We want to hear what you got to say about this government shutdown. And I apologize, we were expecting Jan, and I don't know if she got held up somewhere and wasn't able to call in, or if it was just a matter of, like we all do. It's like, oops, I was supposed to be here. So.
Well, you know, she did have an action-packed weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like that was a lot of fun out there in Carolina.
Yeah,
so,
she went to Mount Airy. She went to Mount Airy, AMB's restaurant.
Okay.
Andy Taylor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes. So she went and did that gig this weekend, too.
Okay.
She's
maybe
so
Aaron.
Awesome. But I wish I had her phone number. I would have texted her. I never did put it in my phone.
Okay.
But, something we didn't mention that also happened last week was John Kerry signing the UN treaty, the gun treaty.
Yes. How can I forget? Yes, people, because there is an agenda out here there, and... it actually was first published in The Naked Communists. I strongly suggest you take a look at it. It came out from behind the Iron Curtain on how to turn America into a communist, you know, how to be the downfall of America. And one of those points in there is to make the UN the governing body. So our great Secretary of State, against the wishes of Congress, because the Senate voted this down, signed the UN Small Arms Treaty. Can we say traitor again?
Mm-hmm. Treasonous.
Can we? And all with the backing of the President of the United States. Yes. I don't think we find the UN in the Constitution. And our Secretary of State has no business signing a resolution to limit arms anywhere in the world. And we need to actually overtake the Senate, because if we have a 2/3 of the Senate that agrees with it, then it becomes law in the United States. But yes, putting us under the rules of the UN is actually on that list. It's 45 goals, communist goals. You can look it up. It's actually entered in the congressional record. I don't make this stuff up. There's also the Bowers Pivens strategy out there, and you need to look at that too. And I highly suggest, if you have not read it, read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, and then look around you today. We need to get informed, we need to get active, and we need to stay involved. Things that many are doing now. More people are speaking up and up, but we've got a long way to go, as is evidenced by Pete King, Republican New York, going on the TV and bashing Ted Cruz, who represents the majority of what the Republican base is of the party. I'm sorry, Karl Rove, you are not the conservative base, and you are not the Republican Party. And at Fox News, you are not the experts on Republicans. Thank you
and
very much.
And it's not even about the Republicans. It's about the American people. The American
yes.
people, most of the American people do not want this mess. And
no.
there's just those handful of people that they're standing up for us. And it's not about left or right wing. It's we the people. And
right.
that's what they're not understanding. We have a constitution.
No, they don't get it. Right.
And they don't
right.
get it.
And so many of us are ready to give up our label of the Republican Party. You know, the
oh,
only reason
yeah.
I don't do it here is because I can't vote in a primary if I do that. Because you have to
exactly.
be a Republican or Democrats or vote in the primary, which really I don't think technically you should have to be, because I used to be an independent. But you can't register that way and then vote in the primaries. You have to declare a party. And I more align with the Republican Party. Not the new one they're trying to push, where they're trying to say, oh, we can't fight for the right for babies. Oh, this is another thing that happened, Barbara. They went to a college and asked if fourth trimester abortions should be legal. And people signed this. This is how stupid our colleges are. Because we know that fourth trimester, there is no such thing. You have three trimesters of pregnancy. So basically, these students were signing a paper saying you could kill a live baby.
Yeah.
And as we pointed out in this show, there are scientists, genetic scientists in Europe who are pushing for you can kill children. Yes, because they're an inconvenience, you know, which is what they base the whole pregnancy thing on. It's an inconvenience. It's my body. They're a parasite. No, they're not. They're a separate living individual with separate DNA. But that I found that just highly disgusting, that college students don't even know that there are three trimesters to a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Isn't that basic information? Am I missing something? Is it because I'm a mother that I know these things? But, I mean, in health class, shouldn't we be discussing that instead of sex?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, shouldn't we be discussing the health? Because that's about health.
You know, down here, you know, we had somebody from, oh, geez, I can't even remember. I don't remember which paper she's affiliated with. Oh, Lord, forgive me. But she was at the North Carolina Blueprint for North Carolina, and how she said they are so focused, they didn't listen to anybody's ideas or anything. They just moved on if it wasn't an idea that they wanted. And that's exactly what we really have to start doing. And that's what we sent our elected officials to do. To
yes.
to stay focused.
Yes. And actually, I just glanced over here and saw from HIPAA China. Funny how that war money for Syria was all ready to go, but now we have a shutdown for domestic spending. Yeah, they made sure they got their Syria money out on September 26. Yes, the President of the United States signed the money out to Syria before the government shut down because he is so concerned about the people of the United States. Another message we need to be pushing. And with that, normally I had some trouble loading my music into the studio today. The background music that I have for my Reagan speech is Living and Dying with the Choices We Made by George Jones. And with that, Barbara, I want to bring up, because we were talking about, pregnancy and sex in the schools. And this is something everybody needs to be aware of. Once again, it's a preventable illness. But because we practice, you know, we preach, the liberals preach free sex, and it supposedly this promotes women by making us sex objects, which we try to not be when we fought for the right to vote. We tried to make people, convince them that we actually have brains and not just, you know, boobs and a butt, you know. But anyway, gonorrhea, as we all know, which is a sexually transmitted disease. The CDC has issued an urgent threat because for the first time in its history, this is the first time in the history of the CDC, it's categorizing drug-resistant superbugs by threat level. Its highest level of warning for a drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea, saying the sexually transmitted disease is an urgent threat to the health of Americans. Gonorrhea is now developing resistance to every drug created to fight it. So if you are sexually active, you are in danger of contacting a bug called gonorrhea, which we used to be able to treat with antibiotics, and now we can't because we do not have any drugs left that will treat it. It has mutated. There are 820,000 cases of gonorrhea every year. It's the second most reported communicable disease behind another sexual disease, chlamydia. Now, this has to do with the moral decline of this country. And this goes back to the basics, that our Constitution was designed for a moral people, and that most of our founding fathers were Judeo-Christians. And it goes back to the pop culture, and it goes back to Hollywood, and it goes back to the liberals and liberals all over the state who promote things like premarital sex, sex outside of marriage, multiple partners. We now have a drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea. Put on top of that, the HPV virus, which causes cancer and has been a subject on my show before, it causes not only head and neck cancers or throat cancers in men, but it also causes a very invasive cervical cancer in women, and it can be deadly. And now we're finding, Barbara, that one in five women actually die from the vaccination that they came out with for the HPV virus, something that the government doesn't tell you. Not one in five, I'm sorry, but one in 950, I believe it was. And that's a whole lot more than die from cervical cancer. Be afraid, people. Be very afraid, and be educating your children. Be educating your children. Educate your children. You have control over what your children learn and how they behave. Even though the public system promotes the promiscuity and promotes the deviant behavior, you as a parent, you as a grandparent, you have influence over your children, and you need to exercise that, because their very life may depend upon it. And that is my choices segment for the day. Scary, isn't it?
It is. It's very scary because, you know, as we know, government wants control. A friend of ours, she was actually doing her show last night, Lady Patriot, and she was saying that she was in the hospital, and they were asking her questions, such as, do you ever feel afraid when you're home alone? I forgot what other questions. Do you ever get angry? And questions like that, and that's all part of Obamacare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're going to ask if you have guns in your house and all kinds of stuff. They don't need to know. And who wants the IRS to actually have their health information?
Well,
I don't even want them to have my tax information, but, you know, that's I'm for a fair tax. Let's get rid of the IRS, you know. But now we're going to give them our health information and our living circumstances, whether we have guns in our house or not. It ain't none of your business whether I got a gun in my house.
Well, a few weeks ago, I had gotten a little packet in the mail from HHS of North Carolina. And in this packet, it was asking me all kinds of questions. You know, I'm kind of reading through it. What color is your hair? What color are your eyes? So, of course, I wrote on across it, I'm not answering these questions. And I sent it back.
I know. It's just like, really?
I'm surprised they haven't been knocking at my door yet.
What are they looking for? Genetic abnormalities? Because now we're going to, you know, if you have genetically abnormality of blue eyes, you're going to be, like, on the list, like Schindler's List, only not Schindler's List, but Hitler's List. Yeah. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, and we can't forget to discuss the president called the president of Iran. Yeah, because he's so naive that he thinks this is going to make him stronger in the world. Nobody in this entire world respects our current president. That has never, well, it may have happened under Jimmy Carter, but very rarely has that happened in the United States. And despite what he thinks in his own little mind and what the liberals think in their own little minds, this man has brought us to a new low in America. And so he calls the president of Iran. Well, Netanyahu came out today. Be very aware of the sheep and wolf clothing. At least with Ahmadinejad, we knew that he was a wolf. But this guy is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And they're rationale for not having the nuclear program they have is that Israel must get rid of their nuclear power. Ha! Really?
You know,
and our president is just that stupid that he would try to deal with this man because he won't deal with Netanyahu. Go ahead.
Benjamin Netanyahu was at the UN today basically saying the same thing. You can't trust him. How can you trust somebody that has underground nuclear devices underground?
Right.
Because they're using them for weather and instead of coal, for electricity instead of coal. You know,
right.
It's all crap. And we, the people, are the ones that are getting screwed once again because they're in office doing their own selfish will, taking control.
Oh, and as we're talking about control, I'm cruising my Twitter feed. This one Twitter, idiot ninth grade health teacher has my kid not wanting to eat meat or poultry. Great. Ah, what are they doing to our children in the school system? It isn't their business. Quit telling our kids how to eat. So this one kid wasn't allowed his Cheez-Its. He was underweight. The doctor told the mother he has to gain weight, so she sent Cheez-Its to school with him. He couldn't eat them at school. Who made the school, the children's, the police of lunches? It's the parents. And here's again, the government intruding on our everyday lives and trying to take control. All in the name of health.
They have taken 5-year-old kids' lunches away from them at schools down here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'd be in that school. I'd be in that office in a heartbeat, and it would never happen again.
And then
they
wanted the parents, they wanted the mother to pay for the lunch because the kid had to buy the lunch.
And I say, no, I sent my kid lunch. You'll pay for it.
Exactly.
I mean, this is totally ridiculous. We do have rights as parents, and we have more rights than the government. Although the government, like Hillary Clinton says, now people, this is serious business. Hillary Clinton thinks it takes a village.
Yes.
Because they want to raise your kids. They want to indoctrinate them, and they're doing a pretty darn good job. across America, and it's going to get better when they implement the Common Core, as we found in they're trying to teach children. They're taking children to mosques and giving them Korans, but you can't hand out Bibles in school. What is wrong with that picture? There's something very wrong with that picture. We need to wake up. We need to be involved. You need to know what they're teaching your children. You need to teach your children what is right and what is wrong. And you need to stand strong. And you need to teach them the Constitution. And if you can, I know homeschooling is not easy. I could never have homeschooled my children. They would have drove me totally off the wall. But, if you can, that's a better option. They're going to get a better education, number one. And they're not going to be indoctrinated with this silly nonsense that you get from the government. And with that, we have Mr. Duke Brooks calling in here. Hey, Duke.
Hey, Brenda. Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Well, you know, you mentioned an incident in North Carolina a moment ago, and it didn't surprise me because I lived in North Carolina about 13 years ago, and one of the first things that happened when I got there is I went into a restaurant, I ordered a hamburger, and the waiter said, actually I was sitting at the bar, and the bartender said, medium well or well, and I said, medium rare, and he said, medium well or well, and I said, I want it medium rare, and a moment later, a manager came over. Is there some problem here? I said, yeah, I want my hamburger medium rare. And he said, you want us to call the police? And I looked at him, I was like, what? I had no idea that in North Carolina, in a restaurant, the only way, by law, you can have your burger or anything else cooked is medium well or well done. That's it. You know,
That's taking
after living there
far.
For a while, yeah. Oh, of course it is. After living there for a while, I met some people in restaurants, and I could have it any way I wanted it, you know. But the fact of the matter, the idea that there's even such a law on the books is ridiculous, and it is just another example of the overreaching, overarching, and absurd lengths to which government will now go to simply insinuate itself and stick its nose into people's business where it does not belong. That is the nature of the busybody government, and that's what we've had ever since Theodore Roosevelt, really. But I digress. So anyway, I thought I might mention tomorrow night, have a great show lined up on Radio Free America at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, right here on conservativenationmedia.com. Not only am I going to have author Jake Danishevsky, who is literally a Soviet emigre. He came from the Soviet Union to the United States when he was a younger person, has written a great book that is called Aftertastes and Tales from Russia about what it's like to live under a real, actual communist, authoritarian, tyrannical government, and why he believes that we are very rapidly moving in that direction. And I'm also going to be joined by my friend Kevin Wade, who was the GOP nominee for the U.S. Senate in Delaware last year. I hope nobody is going to ask me if he plans to run again, because I get that question from people I know about 10 times a day, and the answer is I don't know. Maybe he'll answer it tomorrow night. I have no idea. In addition, of course, on this day in Civil War history, the normal politics, probably an international caller or two, and your calls. So I can't wait to speak with you all tomorrow night on Radio Free America, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, right here on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Thank you, ladies.
Good. Sounds good, Duke. We can't preach it enough, because so many people don't understand what it would be to live under a communistic control. They have no clue.
That's exactly right. Another fantasy that, you know, the human mind is capable of unlimited number of fantasies and daydreams, and this so-called utopian collectivist society where the ideal of it is that everybody is, quote, equal, unquote. That is a daydream. It's ridiculous. Yes, all men are created equal, but no men remain equal.
Right.
That's just the way I see things.
Well, thank you, Duke, and sounds like a great show.
Thank you.
Everybody be sure and tune in tomorrow night right here on conservativenationmedia.com. And keep yourself informed. Guess this, I just saw this on my Twitter feed. The House Democrats just killed a bill to allow elderly disabled World War II vets to visit the World War II Memorial. That's how sick the Democratic Party is. As you know, if you saw the headlines today, they broke down the gates today and they went in and visited the memorial. They had the airmen there that they flew in. And so they went through the gates and the cops allowed them to stay, which was just awesome.
I did see that earlier, and I did think it was awesome. I was just going to bring that out myself.
Well, apparently, the Republicans, because we love our veterans in the Republican Party, wanted to allow the memorial, which is just like a walk-around thing, so I don't even think they have people there, and you don't have to pay, keep it open for the vets. The Democrats denied it. That's how sick these people are.
They're just being spiteful little SOBs at this point.
Oh, yeah, they're children.
Obama's
they're
not getting his way, so he's throwing his temper tantrum. And that's what he does. Everybody else's fault.
It's called projection. It's actually a mental illness. So they project that onto the Republican Party, and they try to tell them the Republicans are acting like spoiled children, when in actuality, the Republicans are doing the job they were elected to do. Why the Democrats say no, 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 no. Who's become the party of no? The Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely they've been the party of no forever, because they never compromised with Republicans. The Republicans always compromise with the promise of things from the Democrats, and most of the time the Democrats renege on their promises, such as in 1986 when they promised that if we gave 25 illegal immigrants amnesty, that they would enforce the borders. They would reinforce the borders, secure the borders. They didn't do it then. And now we want to give amnesty to all the illegal immigrants. And then later we'll secure the border. Are we stupid? Are we stupid?
We're not. We're not stupid.
And this is why we like people like Senator Ted Cruz, and we don't like John McCain. Okay? Because he's willing to take that fight to us, which for so long we've been without a voice because they don't listen. And look, they turned on Ted Cruz. They don't listen. They want to do it their way. And that's not the way the Constitution says it is to be. We want to thank you all who tuned in tonight. And again, apologize. There must have been some mix-up with Jan Morgan, so maybe we'll try to get her, hopefully maybe next week, Barbara. We'll see if we can get her on maybe in the coming weeks here to talk with us a little bit.
Yeah, I'll see what we can do.
I was really looking forward to that conversation with her tonight.
I know, me too.
So I'm a little disappointed, too. But we don't want to act. We don't want people to think we were false advertising.
I know.
Really,
I don't know what happened.
But as we all know, life happens. Life gets in the way sometimes, and sometimes just our own mental facilities kind of slip. At least mine do. I don't know about you, Barbara. That moment when you walk into a room and say, "What did I come in here for?" Yeah, it's like, oh well, geez.
I do that more often than I care to admit.
Yeah, me too. So, but again, thank you for tuning in. Stay involved, stay informed, and let's support the Republicans, because this is the Democrats. This is on the Democrats, the shutdown. It is Harry Reid's government shutdown. Let's get to our Twitter feeds. Let's tweet that. Let's overcome the mainstream media, whose propaganda fills us every day on our television sets, and the minds of so many Americans are propagated by not only the teachers and the mainstream media, but by the Democratic Party, of which the media is the right arm. The media got this man elected. The media is responsible for the state of our country it is in today. And let's not forget that, and let's not let them forget that. Of course, many of them could be communist in disguise, because, you know, Joe McCarthy was right. Don't ever forget. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.